This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry says 1,736 people recovered from coronavirus infection in Nepal in last 24 hours. 979 corona infection cases confirmed today, including 326 cases in Kathmandu Valley. Nepal's corona-related death toll reaches 300 with 11 deaths confirmed today. Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and another chair, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, agreed to call a standing committee meeting of the party on 11th of September. United Nations Population Fund launches phase second project to prevent gender-based violence in Nepal, and Sudan declares 3-month state emergency over deadly floods. Now news in detail. The Nepal Communist Party's standing committee meeting, which was postponed since July 20th, has been slated for the 11th of September. Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and another chair, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, agreed to summon the long overdue meeting. Nepal Communist Party's Central Department of Publicity Deputy Chief Surya Thapa said the date for the standing committee meeting was set by the chairman duo during their meeting at the official residence of Prime Minister at Balodhar today morning. The meeting was also attended by the party's General Secretary Bishnu Podal and other senior leaders. The Health and Population Ministry says 1,736 people in Nepal have got rid of coronavirus infection in last 24 hours. Addressing the regular press briefing at the Ministry of Health and Population today, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said additional 1,736 people in Nepal have got recovered from corona infection in last 24 hours. With this, the total number of recovery from corona infection in Nepal has reached 36,677. Meanwhile, 979 cases, including 36 cases in Kathmandu Valley, were confirmed in last 24 hours. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, 293 cases in Kathmandu, 20 cases in Lalitpur and 13 cases in Bhaktapur were confirmed in last 24 hours. With this, Nepal's national tally for corona cases has reached 47,236. Ministry's spokesperson, Professor Dr. Gautam, also confirmed additional 11 corona-related deaths today. With this, the corona-related death toll in Nepal has reached 300. Today, the ministry confirmed the death of 3 people in Kathmandu, 2 people in Siraha, and 1 person each from Morang, Saralahi, Dolakha, Makwanpur, Kaski, and Baki districts. As per the ministry's update, there are 16,259 active cases of corona infection in Nepal. Among them, 171 people are undergoing treatment in the intensive care units and 20 others are undergoing treatment in ventilators. Meanwhile, the ministry has urged all not to underestimate corona infection. Chair of Birat Medical College, Ganendra Singh Karki, urged the youth not to flout the health safety protocol, having a false belief of youths would not suffer from corona infection. The 17th Civil Service Day has been marked today with the slogan of clean and capable civil administration, prosperity and good governance. Delivering a message on the occasion, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the civil servants to devote themselves in the services of the nation and people with high morale, sincerity and discipline. The Prime Minister also urged them to transform themselves as per the changed context and work with utmost professional discipline and falsifying all the accusations made against them. Similarly, in a message today, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Hriday Tripathi said the government employees should function as a permanent government who are at the end of discharging public services and working in the best interest of the country. Minister Tripathi stressed on the need of sincerity and commitment to services from the government employees to obtain the government's goal of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. The United Nations Population Fund today launched the second phase of Gender-Based Violence Prevention and Response Project in coordination with the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens and relevant provincial and local authorities. The phase second of the project is supported by the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation and the Norwegian Embassy in Kathmandu. The fund stated in a press release today that the project will provide gender-based violence survivors in 19 municipalities across 8 districts in Sudhir Paschim and Province 1 with the essential services that support their safety, health and access to justice. Secretary at the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Yamkumari Khathiora, says the phase second of the project comes at a critical period in Nepal when the COVID-19 pandemic has worsened gender inequalities and gender-based violence. Likewise, Fund's country representative in Nepal, Lubna Baki, said gender-based violence is a genuine crisis in Nepal and globally that undermines the health, dignity, security, autonomy of its victim, yet it remains shrouded in a culture of silence. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Land Management Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Ministry has revoked its earlier decision of banning the land plotting. The ministry has said Land Management Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Minister Padma Kumari Arial revoked the ban on land plotting with the ministerial decision on the 3rd of September. Section officer at the ministry, Laxman Bahadur Katayath, informed that with the ministerial level decision, the ministry's earlier decision to ban on land plotting, set up plant settlement and increase agri-product has been revoked. On the 4th of September, the ministry had circulated the decision to its subordinates regarding the revoking of the earlier decision of the ministry banning plotting of the cultivatable land. The number of people killed in the Vujikola River of Dorpaton municipality in Baglung district has reached 17 so far, while 21 people are still missing. The flash flood following incessant rain last Wednesday night washed away more than half a dozen houses close to the river bank. The police say the rescue and search team recovered a body of a 34-year-old man at Badigard Kola of Badigard Rural Municipality 7 today. The Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force personnel are mobilized in search of the missing ones. The Far Western University is at work to administer online exams of various programs under bachelor's and master's degree on September 28th and onwards. The exams were halted due to global COVID-19 pandemic. Vice Chancellor of the University Professor Dr. Amaraj Joshi said the halted examinations of various programs are scheduled to take place online on this 28th of September and onward. He said an information technology center would be set up for students taking the exams who do not have internet access. Likewise, the university has issued the Examination Operation Management and Evaluation Directive 2077, Bikram Samath. The sugarcane farmers in Sarlahi are yet to get their due payment amounting to around 240 million rupees. The farmers said the Annapurna sugar mill at Dhankol in Sarlahi owes them such a huge amount. The sugarcane farmers had taken to street in Kathmandu last December demanding clearance of their payment dues from the sugar mills. Following an agreement that placed their payment clearance by January 10th of this year, some mills started paying their dues. However, the Annapurna sugar mill is yet to clear any. Sugar farmers have complained that the mills have not given their payments aid. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. Authorities in Sudan have declared a national state of emergency for 3 months and designated the country a natural disaster zone after flooding killed dozens of people. Sudan's Minister of Labour and Social Development, Lena El-Saik, said in addition to 99 deaths, floods this year have injured 46 people, inflicted damages on more than 500,000 people and caused the total and partial collapse of more than 100,000 homes. He added the rates of flooding and rain for this year exceeded records set during the year 1946 and 1988 in Sudan. He also added that the country still expects indicators of torrential rainfall. Australia announced today that it has struck agreement with the pharmaceutical companies worth 1.7 billion Australian dollar for two potential COVID-19 vaccines. Britain's University of Oxford, in collaboration with AstraZeneca and Australia's University of Queensland, working with the Commonwealth Serum Laboratories, will provide more than 84.8 million vaccine doses for 26 million Australians. India's health ministry has reported at another more than 90,000 coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours, rising the total cases in India to over 4.22 million, overtaking Brazil to become the second hardest pandemic hit country in the world. India's health ministry also reported 1,016 new fatalities, raising the total to more than 71,000. 800. The data collated by the Worldometer shows that Brazil is now behind India in total number of cases by around 80,000, while the US remains at the top with more than 6.46 million cases and 193,000 deaths. Meantime, the global coronavirus cases have surpassed more than 27.33 million and the global death toll from virus has jumped to 893,000. More than 19.41 million people have recovered from the infection as of today. The world still has more than 7 million active cases of coronavirus. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of News Bulletin for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry says 1,736 people recovered from coronavirus infection in Nepal in last 24 hours. 979 corona infection cases confirmed today, including 326 cases in Kathmandu Valley. Nepal's corona-related death toll reached 300 with 11 deaths confirmed today. Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and another chair, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, agreed to call a standing committee meeting on the 11th of September. United Nations Population Fund launches Phase 2 project to prevent gender-based violence in Nepal, and Sudan declares 3-month state emergency over deadly floods. That's the end of the news from Read Nepal. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.onlinereadunepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.